This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America of 2024, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Well, there's, now it's all the haters are coming out. All the people who think they can come for the MAGA crown are starting to come out of their shells. And in some cases, like small gay Mike Pence, they're about to come out of their closet and try to challenge me. And it's what the country needs, excuse me, powerfully adjusting in my seat. I had a lot of McDonald's today. So the, let's just say the depends, it's not a question anymore. It's a certainty. We don't call it a depends at this point in the day. We say, no, it's a certainty. They are full of strong, organic, you know, the left would like that, wouldn't they? It's full of organic fuel right now. But they're all, we need unity. Remember Queen Latifah, UNITY?
I do remember that song.
We need that. And by the way, I called her both a bitch and a hoe, so tough. But the point is, we need unity in the Republican Party. We're facing a socialist, destructive, America-hating, child-grooming party, a nasty party. And we have Republicans who are like, well, you know, maybe I can get my shot. Maybe I'm, yeah, it's my turn. And it's like, no, you have to put the country first. And the best way to help the country is to shut the fuck up and get behind me.
Well, that sounds like a good strategy.
Because nobody ever thought, not only is Sleepy Joe bad for the country, but if you don't elect me as the nominee for the Republican Party, I'll destroy the country. I'll do it even faster. I can save the country better than Sleepy Joe, but I can actually destroy it faster than Sleepy Joe if I want to. If I want to. I don't want to. But if all of a sudden you see Mike Pence wins the nomination or Rhonda Suckass is running against Sleepy Joe, I will use some of the files that I declassified and took to Mar-a-Lago and launch many weapons at our own cities. Because okay. So basically, if you want to save the country, there's one option.
Well, that's a good campaign ad. Vote me or I'll nuke you all.
Nuclear, the real N-word.
Oh, gosh, Mr. President. I know you wanted to put this trial behind you, but E. Jean Carroll is now suing you.
And I didn't even rape her a second time. I thought they had double jeopardy. This was, you know, where you say, Alex, I'll take it for $800. Even if I did do a rape, which I didn't, by the way, I strongly didn't. How can you sue me again for double rape? Wouldn't that be a crazy double mint gum commercial? Just me and E.T. Carroll phone home, just sort of going at it again at a, what's it called? Berg?
Bergdorf Goodman.
Yakov Smirnov. Yakov Smirnov. And it, well, but the point is she's suing me again because she's obviously a nasty radical left person. And she's saying, I defamed her again. First of all, nobody even knows who you are. So how could I defame you? You never had any fame. And the second thing is, for what? For going on national TV and calling her a sick, deranged loser bitch and having all these people laugh at her? How is that defame? Defame, I want to live forever. You know, that's what she wants. She wants that kind of fame. But nope, not going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
We should have maybe for a perfect 10 episode, like a karaoke night over online. If I can figure out how to do that.
I'd like to hear Michael C. do some men at work. Yeah, I come from the land down under with a something, something and the something plunder.
That could be a fun thing for Perfect Tens for a live ep one for 1 month. We can do maybe during the summertime. Summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime. That was by the great Black Will Smith before he did Black on Black Violence.
Something to think about.
I like to do knowing.
Okay.
Did you just call her F. Jean Carroll?
E. Jean Carroll. I'm sorry. I've really been handwriting.
No. Actually, that's even if it's by accident, tech stuff. I agree. We're going to call her F. Jean Carroll from now on. Which, if I did, it was total consent.
I know you're going to probably tie the courts up, so she will never see a dime of this when she is living. I'm sure. If you do have to pay her. Now, you were talking about the competition that you have running for president.
Excuse me.
Isn't competition people competing against you? I'm not saying it's good competition.
No, excuse me. There are people attempting to make fools of themselves while getting strongly dominated by me. That's not what we call a competition. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you see 10 cops beating up a 42-pound homeless child, first of all, you say good police work. But after that, do you call that a competition? Or do you say, wow, that's a powerful law enforcement beatdown?
The powerful law enforcement beatdown.
Okay. So basically, when you have, it doesn't matter if you have one loser, six losers, 69 losers. There you go. If it doesn't matter, if they're all getting 1%, 0.5%, it's not a competition. It's a slaughter. It's called slaughter. Fly to the Angels. Very strong early 90s song, by the way.
I can't believe you're quoting slaughter songs. Now, a gentleman has thrown his hat into
remember
the ring.
Cinderella? Do you remember Cinderella?
I do. I remember all those 80s bands, but I'll know the song once I hear the song. But if you tell me the song,
I don't know what you got till it's gone. That guy had the worst voice. I went to a Cinderella concert. I took some European whore, and I thought Cinderella was going to be like a hot chick. And it was a screechy voiced man. And I've never been so disappointed in my entire life. Anyway, that's strong music. You were asking about fake competition. We're calling it fake competition.
Well, fake competition. Tim Scott is running for president. Have you heard this?
Well, we like Tim Scott, but let me be honest with you. We need to make our country great again. And you ever heard the expression Great Scott?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Well, we call Tim Scott behind his back. Well, we call him a few things behind his back. But one of the safer words is not Great Scott. Which is also similar to the other names we say starts with an N.
I don't even want to guess. So Tim Scott running for president. And do you know who is endorsing him?
Some black, probably.
John Thune is endorsing him. He's a big dog.
Well, he's a big dog in small pond. You ever heard that phrase? A big dog in a small pond.
I've heard a phrase like that. I don't know the exact words, but the idea. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, it translates differently, but I think he's from one of the Dakotas. Which, of course, we love Christy Noem from one of the Dakotas because she's a total MILF. She's a real MILF. That Christy Noem. Now, of course, I like my GILF. Lauren Boebert. But
have you spoken to her with the whole divorce proceedings?
I can't speak to her because her mouth is too full with strong presidents. So, but we're getting along well. And I mean that in a respectful way. We're getting along very well. We're negotiating. We're talking. I'm healing her. You know, at one point I said, are you trying to get criminal justice reform? I thought you were a strong conservative. And she didn't get that. You know, she didn't understand that me and Kim Kardashian had a strong arrangement for criminal justice reform. But no, it's going well. It's Robert. Who else was I talking about? Christy Noem. Oh, Thune.
Yes.
That Thune. He's very weak. He's a decent looking guy. I give him that. But he's from a state nobody cares about. He's got. The Dakotas combined are like 19 people. So his endorsement, okay, great. John Thune has officially said he will support Tim Scott. Okay, there you go, Tim. You just won a big vote in a state with 4 people.
Well, isn't he like second to Mitch McConnell?
He is, but you know.
Okay, I mean, I think that's a big deal to have his support. I mean, I understand you don't get nervous about anything, but I think that's an important person politically. It's a good person to have on your side.
Oh, sure. But we're talking about the Republican Party here, Tech Stuff. As soon as they realize Tim Scott isn't a white guy from Scotland, but a giant, chubby-cheeked African-American from South Carolina, there's going to be a lot of people who sort of, you ever see Blazing Saddles?
Yes, I have. If any woke person saw that today, they would shit themselves.
Well, it's one of the greatest dramas I've ever seen. And it had a very powerful lesson. So I agree with you. The woke would try to take that away, but it was a very strong, dramatic film about a place not wanting to change, liking the way things were. And I feel like Tim Scott will probably be greeted by a lot of people when they see him. The way that nasty sheriff was greeted when he tried to take over a town with wokeness.
Do you think that film was snubbed for Oscar?
I think it was snubbed. I think it would obviously win a Truth Social award today. But they weren't ready. They weren't ready for the truth, for the strong truth of that movie. Great movie, though. Blazing Saddles.
Now, also, Mr. President, Louisiana GOP Senator Bill Cassidy. You friends with him, acquaintances, know who he is?
Cassidy was, you know, at a time he was very good with the Partridge Family. You know, they had some nice songs, wholesome songs. I think I love you, but you are underage, and they say it's against the law, but not on Epstein Island. Dun-dun-dun-dun, I think I love you. But they say that you're 15, and I never felt this way. Hey, call me when you're legal, because I don't want to go to the prison system, because it's full of all the blacks. Boom, 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 boom. But you remember him, the Cassidy with the Partridge Family, but now he's become sort of one of these fake rhino Republicans. You know, he was one of the ones who voted to remove me from office after nothing, after a beautiful January 6th peaceful protest. So we know that Bill Cassidy, you know, once he left the Partridge Family and then he left the Trump MAGA party, he was over. It was done. Bye-bye. So if I lose him, he was already lost.
Well, he came out and he says that you can't win the general election. That's what he's telling your people.
Well, and he can't reunite with the Partridge Family. And only one of us is correct. So how about that? By the way, that was
strong bars.
Well, sometimes I have to look at myself and say, Weird Al Yankovic wishes he could do some of the freestyle parody that I do. That was real top quality. Used to love the Partridge Family. And now, you know, one of them becomes a senator and all of a sudden becomes a fake Republican. Very sad for our country and the Partridge Family.
Well, Mr. President, before we get to our next story, I want to talk about one of our awesome sponsors, and that is FanDuel. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now new customers can get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. So there's no loss there. I mean, FanDuel, I use, the president uses, great promotions every single day. It's safe and secure. You get paid instantly. It's the best place to go to make all your online wagers. There's no better place. Bet all the playoff action than America's number one sports book, and that is FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Go to FanDuel, put your bets in for the NBA playoffs, futures for the NFL. Best place to go to make your bets. Must be 21 and over in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas State Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. In Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342. In Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com. In Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP. In Louisiana, gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. In Massachusetts, visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org. For Maryland, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In New York, 1-800-522-4700. In Wyoming, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In West Virginia. Now back to the show. El Presidente.
Yeah, Melania. Hello?
Yes. We're back.
Where are we?
Mr. President, we just did a read, but I was wondering, have you been watching?
Excuse me, who the hell are you?
Jay Nog, I've been here the whole time.
What am I doing here? What time is it?
You just went to sleep for hours?
What year is it? Am I in the future? Am I president again?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go, person. From the future.
Now, Mr. President, do you happen to catch any...
I feel like I have to contact somebody in West Virginia right now about something.
Not Wyoming?
Anything to you? Oh, Wyoming sounds familiar too. Maybe both. Maybe it's W states. Interesting.
Have you caught any of the NBA playoffs? It's been pretty crazy with an 8 seed possibly going to the NBA finals. Have you been watching it at all?
I don't watch the NBA because it's woke, but I do know that Roger Stone's wife is a strong supporter of the NBA. You know, she parties with a lot of them, so she likes to sort of she's a nice lady. She likes to support her friends, so she watches some of the games when she's visiting Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, I was told that we have – who's going to be in the – do we know the finals yet?
It's probably me, Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, yeah, no, people say, you know, Miami.
The Heat, Florida.
Well, they're Florida, but there's... Oh, I know why I don't like that. First of all, Denver has this great big white guy. We love him. And I actually pointed to him and said to Melanoma, I said, isn't that your son? Isn't that Beetlejuice running up and down the court? And a big, big guy. Very big and doing well. He's... You know what my nickname for... They call him Barton Jokic.
What's your nickname?
I call him law enforcement because I've never seen somebody beat so many blacks and get praised for it. So we call him law enforcement in our house. We love him. Officer Jokic. Officer Jokic, yes. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And the best one is he's beating the crap out of woke LeBron. So we love that. Jokic. And he's also a tennis player, isn't he? Djokovic?
Different guys.
I don't know. I mean, you can say that, but I'm pretty sure it's the same guy doing the tennis and the Novaks.
How about Jimmy Butler crushing it for the Heat?
You know what? I would like to support the Miami team. I would like to. But Jimmy Butler, this is a guy that is a very angry looking black. Sort of looks like Jamie Foxx on his period. And he's talented. We're not going to take away the talent. Okay, the left would do that. The left would lie about talent. I won't lie. I see that he's got talent. You know, I don't watch the NBA. I'll flip channels and catch maybe 45 to 48 minutes of a game, but other than that, not much. But I remember Jimmy Butler. With a name like that, actually, I ran into him in Florida and I said, oh, there, Jimmy. And he said, yes. And I said, you know, you haven't cleaned anything at Mar-a-Lago. And yeah, I'm a nice boss, but I'm not a stupid boss. You're walking around Jimmy the Butler and you're not doing a goddamn thing. And he said, what did you say to me? And I said, don't you talk to me like that. I'll fire ass so quick your head would spin. And you know, fortunately, my security was there to get in the way because he became very angry and was like, you offended me, sir. And I go, I hire you to do a job. Jimmy the Butler. I hire you to clean the toilets and wait on me and feed me food. And I pay you an honest wage of $4.50 an hour with no benefits because you got to earn those. And then you turn around and get nasty with me. So I prefer to root for the big white, who has never been nasty to me, Barton Jokic on the Denver Nuggets. Whoa, that was almost a slip. Denver Nuggets, kids, Nuggets. Not that's a U. That is a U. You got to say it very, very carefully with the language. And Jimmy Butler is a nasty person and not nice, and so we don't root for them. Bye bye.
Mr. President, we have a few more stories. Before we get to them, I just want to talk to you about another one of our great sponsors, and that
I'm going to talk about this sponsor very quickly before you even get into the official read. They call it a read.
Yes.
And it's fundamental, by the way. But I will tell you this. I posted up some pictures to our strong Twitter. You know, we have a secret Twitter. Mm-hmm. They kicked me off, but through the show, we still have a strong Twitter presence. And by the way, if I can take this moment to tell everybody, if you follow us on any social media, Truth Social, Facebook, Twitter, even though they're nasty, we need you to this week, just as a sort of social media check-in, go like a post or two or share a post, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, because they need, it's called the engagement. And so even though you're listening to this, the more of you that just engage, give a like or a share, or a retweet, they call it. It helps the show. It helps reach the show. And it costs you nothing. So this week, we want to see the clicks, very big clicks on Facebook. So if you follow the show on Facebook, when we post, we usually post 2 to 3 times on Facebook and a few times on Twitter. Like, share, retweet. A lot of activity this week, okay? Wednesday and Thursday especially. So very helpful. But if you saw our show is doing so strongly, I was walking through New York, dodging the homeless people, and you should see the Rocket Money signs. You never saw Rocket Money signs until they started sponsoring the show. and I see rocket money everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like a section of Penn Station. It's like the rocket money wing of Penn Station. I'm like, this is true. I put a picture of one of the billboards or one of the posters. So rocket money is, you're going to tell them about it. It's kind of a nice subscription, but there's a lot more. That's like the entry to rocket money. They'll help yes. you with a lot, but you can tell them about sort of the first line of defense, but then there's a lot more they do. Very strong sponsor. And well, they should be thanking us for how well they're doing there.
Well, the president loves this company and you will too. Are you wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's this great app. I use it. I started using it at the end of last year. Helped me track all my expenses. And because of it, I no longer waste money on subscriptions I don't even use. You might have heard of it. It is called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200 or more. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app. I love using it. It takes care of it for me. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. I started using them during the holiday times, and I have not gone back because they are awesome. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you don't even know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for subscriptions. To cancel, all you have to do is just press cancel and it cancels your subscription for you. No emails, no phone calls, no forms to fill out. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. So to cancel subscription, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest for you. It's awesome. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Seriously, it can save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Also, if you are around on May 31st, we are doing a live episode for our Perfect 10 Patreon Patriots at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. Also, there are three different levels. There are hundreds of hours to binge. So much content. And if not, just leave us a review on iTunes or on our YouTube page. Again, it's patreon.com/MPGA. Back to the show. Mr. President, your nemesis from Florida, Ron DeSantis, or Ron DeSuckass.
My nemesis from another Genesis.
Your nemesis from another Genesis, Ron DeSantis, says he is the only one that can defeat.
He seems to have that awful touch. Yeah, he talks shit, but then he loses to me.
Well, he did say that he's the only one who can beat Biden. What are your thoughts on this? Those are fighting words right there.
Well, you know, we're in different weight classes of weight, and height, and talent, most importantly. He's in the featherweight dumbfuck division of the MMA, and I'm the heavyweight genius, so we just can't even, we don't even match up. It would be a slaughter, and it will be a slaughter once he jumps into this race with his white fuck me boots. But the point is, we were talking about our great sponsor, FanDuel, before, and a sports analogy is very effective here. When a team loses, you know how a team will like, oh, we lost to the Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan, and then the Bulls won the title. Well, in a way, we're like the second best team because we lost to the Bulls. Well, no, you lost to the Bulls horribly because you're a piece of shit. You would have lost to a lot of teams. We're never going to see him face Sleepy Joe. So he's putting out these fantasy situations. Oh, I would have beaten Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Roosevelt, or whatever his name was, Frederick Douglass in the World War II. Would have had no chance against Ron DeSuckass. Now you're going to lose to me, and if you steal the election and we don't peacefully protest, I think Sleepy Joe will walk all over him, because at least Sleepy Joe, he's old and he's sleepy, but he's not fat and dumpy and short. So Ron DeSantis is going to learn very quickly. I think even Tom Scott will finish ahead of him with Nick Thune. I thought the tech stuff guy might get that reference.
I mean, all these names are wrong. I mean, Tim Scott, you don't think he has a prayer. You don't think DeSantis is a prayer. So all of them are just going to get crushed by you. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, most likely. Do you think any of them will want to debate with you? Or didn't you say that you will not be debating? Is that true?
It's a little beneath me, to be honest. I think it's a little beneath me to debate these losers because it's showing a lot of disrespect to the greatest Republican we've ever had. I'm still in my prime. You know, this would be like the Patriots. Remember when the Patriots got rid of Tom Brady?
Yes, I do.
And then what happened the next year, Tech Stuff?
They drafted a new quarterback, Mac Jones, but they didn't do very well.
But who did do well that year?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady.
Well, there you go. Thank you for taking the very long way to the answer I was looking for. A nice scenic view. Look at the fields. And you see the ocean view on the way to the right answer?
I was just going to show the impact of Tom Brady on losing him and then gaining him.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you. Thank you for doing that. And I think they're showing me that same sort of disrespect where it's like, I'm in my prime. I've won two elections. One was stolen. Why would you go away from somebody who's won two elections, two for two? Nobody's going to peacefully protest if Nikki Haley loses. But they'll peacefully protest the whole country into oblivion if I lose.
Well, you've been involved in many cases, still are involved in some cases. We haven't heard about January 6th in a while, but with your classified document case, one of your lawyers quit. Did you hear about that? Because they said that Boris Epstein is being dishonest.
Well, you know what they say. If you can't stand the heat, then go back to Mexico, you dirty immigrant cook. You ever heard that phrase?
I've never heard that phrase before.
Well, it's a common phrase. You know, people say if you can't stand the heat, you know, and they often get woke and politically correct, and they don't say the second, if you can't stand the heat, as if, you know, people know the other part. But I like to say the full phrase. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. You go back to Mexico, you dirty Mexican immigrant cook. But the... What were we talking about?
Your lawyer quitting.
Oh, and, no.
Boris, yes. Epstein.
Yeah, Boris Epstein is a talented guy, very truthful, but very loyal and very, they call it zealously representing your client. It's called zeal, okay? You have to be excited and strong and emotional. And some of these other lawyers, you know, they come from, they sit there in their suits and they want everything to be very gentlemanly. And yes, we will argue the law and I will call the judge, sir, and I won't steal evidence and I won't do perjury and I won't bribe people. And that's sort of that old fancy type of law. Whereas Boris Epstein is get in the gutter, put a gun in your mother's mouth and say, you're not going to testify or else this happens. And that's the kind of lawyer we need in a tough America, a strong America. So whoever the hell the lawyer is that quit, goodbye. Don't need you. We've got Sidney Powell. We've got Boris Epstein. We've still got a vial of Roy Cohn's AIDS blood that we can throw in the face of a witness to get them off the stand. So we've got a great legal team, great legal team.
So only lawyers who uphold the oath and really have true American ethics and values.
We've got to have Truth Social. values.
Do you find it strange how Boris Epstein spells Epstein? I mean, if there's any way to spell an Epstein to keep yourself away from Epstein Island, that's the way to spell your name is Epstein.
Well, you know, he didn't want to be confused with such a great talent like Sir Jeffrey Epstein. So he, and that's just another sign of respect. That's another sign of respect. So he spells it Epstein.
It's very strange. Whatever works for Boris.
And Natasha, by the way.
Yeah.
And Natasha. Don't forget Natasha.
Okay. Now, Mr. President, a great American football player died. He was also, I think, one of the best lacrosse players to ever play the game. A Long Island guy in New York, Jim Brown, passed away.
Jim Brown. Who the hell is that?
Football player.
Oh, Jim Brown.
Did some acting. I think he, yes.
I was in the Dirty Dozen, which was about 11 people doing a strong thing. And he was, he visited me. Did you know that? He visited me at Trump Tower with Kanye.
How did that go? How did it go with Jim Brown?
It was very good. It was in 2018. We met very strongly and we bonded up because even though Jim Brown was a little bit woke, you know, he met with Kanye and myself and he wanted to advance certain issues. And then we shared our common disrespect for women because, as you know, I've been accused of doing certain things and Jim Brown, and you should have seen this guy. Jim Brown was 6'2", 230. Now, I'm 6'3", 237, so I'm obviously a little bit bigger, a little stronger than him. But
yes.
I'm a big, strong man, and I wouldn't want to get hit with him. And boy, oh boy, could this guy, he could hit a lineman, he could hit a woman. And I think in a way that showed he was the strongest feminist. And I would even call that a title, the strongest feminist, because what's more feminist than saying you're so equal that you can take one right in the jaw from Jim Brown, one of the great football players, one of the great blacks. You know, and I like the fact that he could, and I made a statement on this when he passed away. I like the fact that he could play for the Browns and his name was Jim Brown, because today, would you imagine that? He went to the NFL and they said, oh, Brown players go to the Cleveland Browns. They'd be saying, oh, that's unfair. That's racist. That's segregation. No, it just makes sense. It just makes sense. Like if you had all Native Americans and they had to play for the Chiefs and all people who were assless chaps like Mike Pence had to play for the Cowboys and every bird had to go play for the Eagles and every horse played for the Broncos and every 69er had to play in San Francisco. You know, just it's called sense. It's called sense. And it's called
Would you have
words.
To play for the Giants as you're such a giant man?
Well, I'd probably play 8 games for the Giants and 8 games for the Jets because I have very powerful, strong Jets. So even though I'm not a Jet, I have so many Jets that I'm very closely associated with all my Jets. Mike Pence would probably play for they don't do the Houston Oilers anymore. I could play for the Tennessee Titans.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, I think actually, you know what? Titan is better than a giant. So I think I'd probably just say I'll go to the Titan. You know, it's a Trump state. I would say I'm Trump and I'm reporting to play quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
Who would Pence play for? Sense. The Packers?
I don't get it.
Never mind.
He could play for the Packers. He would be probably a Bears fan though. He'd be rooting for the Bears and playing for the Packers. Who else? What other team? Well, there's a lot of teams. There's a lot of teams, and yes, that's he's. You know, but we don't like to. Mike Pence couldn't play in football the way I do. But the point is, me and Jim Brown, it was just big, strong feminist game, recognizing big, strong feminist game, and. You know, I was saying, you know, I prefer to grab them by the pussy. And he said, oh, I prefer to, you know, Punch it in the mouth, pussy. Rest in power, Jim Brown. Rest in power. A lot of respect. Great meeting at Trump with Kanye. We had great, as you can imagine, we had a great discussion between feminist Jim Brown, Jewish ally Kanye West, and great president Donald J. Trump. That was a lot of talent and a lot of greatness in one room.
That is a lot of talent. I mean, that's right there, the starting lineup of the Tennessee Titans right there.
Well, there you go. Rest in power, Jim Brown. You will be missed. But he never missed. That right hook always connected.
Is that what he told you?
They showed me videotape.
I didn't know he had him on video. It's amazing.
Not all of them. Some of them were before video. But, you know, he was still a strong guy in like his 60s when they had video. So they never show that in NFL films. Greatest hits. You know, it's always tackles. And I'm like, what about Jim Brown?
You want to see Jim Brown's greatest hits, but no football footage?
Well, no, you can. No, you show me the football footage, and then also show me the strong strength. But no, we respect him. He was even when he got woke, he was the right kind of woke. You know, when there was real racism, not like when there's no racism now. Back in his day, there really was. There was real racism. And I remember, actually, he came to New York looking for an apartment, and the great Fred Trump, you know, yelled at him to get the hell off his property. And, you know, he said, because there's people here who won't like you. He wouldn't mean himself. He just meant some of the tenants. So he was really protecting. He was protecting Jim Brown. And he was even keeping it anonymous, because he said, get out of here, you black Jimmy. And... And so he's like making the name different. You see what I mean? Like he was saying,
I see what he's doing. People,
protecting it. The great Fred Trump, he was almost like Schindler for blacks. You know, like he was keeping him safe by calling him the wrong name, telling him not to stay in his building. He was sort of guiding him to a safer place. So, you know, it would have been nice if Jim Brown could have thanked Fred Trump, you know, during our meeting, but he didn't. But that's okay. He called me.
Maybe he's thanking him now, in heaven together.
Jim Brown might have to wait a little bit to get to heaven. To be honest, I don't know if he's Epstein, Roy Denhollander, Fred Trump level.
Gotcha.
Like express. He might be taking the local route to heaven as opposed to the express.
Well, Mr. President, thank you once again. Joining us another week, and appreciate
goat level episode today. I'm calling it right now. This is a potential epi. I can tell President Alex iPhone G is going to be marking down songs and bars and clips, and we're very proud of this. I'm very proud of this one. I think this is a good one. Now, if people agree, before you do your whole thing, go on Apple Tunes. Apple Podcasts and give us 5 stars. Okay. These people, they're trickling in. There should be a tsunami of 5-star reviews if you like the podcast. That's the freest. We appreciate freedom. Well, the freest thing you can do is 5 stars on Apple Tunes.
You heard him. Go to Apple iTunes, 5-star review. Join the Patreon also. Why not? Go for it. Patreon.com/MPGA. Live episode May 31st, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And I think a future karaoke with the president is definitely going to be put on the calendar, as long as I can figure out how to do it. So go check me out on social media at Jay Nog. I'll actually be in the city, New York City, this Saturday at Gaff East. I think it's on like 87th and 2nd, doing a show over there. And dates for the summer coming soon. And Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Well, we've got strong rallies. And hey, everybody, it was actually me the whole time. It's JL. Thank you for listening. I mean it. Support, like, use our sponsors if you can. If you can, Rocket Money is like actually legit, and it's just like a tipping point. Like that's the entryway. The subscribe, like the subscriptions thing, is just like that's how they get you in. But it's like it's a good app. Obviously, if you gamble, FanDuel. If you don't, gamble anyway. And then shows for me. I have a show. It's going up on my website tonight. So by the time most of you hear this, it will be on my website. But I'm in Rutherford, New Jersey this Saturday, May 27th at the Williams Center. Info will be up on my website like tonight or tomorrow. So by Wednesday, info for the show. But it'll be a fun stand-up show there. Rutherford, New Jersey, Williams Center, Saturday, May 27th. Trend Cafe in Montclair, New Jersey, very close to where I live. So it'll be, I can walk to this gig with the Stone and Stone twins. It's their show. They were on Last Comic Standing. So that'll be a fun little local show. Ticket link is on my website. And beyond that, I have my Patreon. Righteous Prick Podcast is ending this week, but that's because it's getting rebranded and reproduced. And it's going to be a kind of a little bit of a different thing. So it's a couple of weeks off before it completely gets a rebrand, most likely title Rain on Your Parade with JL Covan. Tech Stuff is smiling at that. So I guess we picked correctly. And beyond that, Tall Boy will be out in June sometime. That's my second special, which will now become my first. We dare not speak about my first special because we've had such a good episode. So let's just not talk about it.
The first,
no,
it should be like the Wu-Tang album, the last Wu-Tang album where you sell only one copy. That's how it should be.
It's an NFT to some pharma douche.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, Half Blackface will be out some point, sometime, somewhere, but at least Tall Boy is filling the gap quickly. So a lot of video. I'm sorry to keep rambling, but I actually have a lot of videos coming out this week. I just did a TikTok introducing my Ron DeSantis. A Mitch McConnell video is up right now. And then I have a big Ron DeSantis announcement video complete with white fuck me boots that I just filmed today. So that'll be going up this week. So a lot of stuff. So just check on my YouTube, check on my podcast, my Patreon, et cetera, et cetera. Give this show 5 stars on Apple for God's sakes. It's the easiest thing to do and it helps us. Join the Patreon if you've never done it. There's never a bad time to do it, but you know, it is some of the best stuff we've done. If you like this show, it's worth at least trying. And besides that, nothing else to say. I've rambled on long enough. God help us all.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network.